USA Radio News.
We will not tolerate attacks on the heroes who protect our streets and defend our communities. We will not allow it to happen.
President Trump speaking at the Safe Neighborhoods Conference in Kansas City. Federal prosecutors are pushing for jail time for President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, for fraud and tax charges. Cohen is scheduled to be sentenced on December 12th. Former FBI Director James Comey was testifying on Capitol Hill today about his knowledge regarding the beginning stages of the Russia investigation and looking into Hillary Clinton's emails. After testifying, though, Comey didn't even know why he was on Capitol Hill.
We could have done this in open setting. And two, when you read the transcript, you will see that we are talking again about Hillary Clinton's emails, for heaven's sake, so I'm not sure we need to do this at all.
Comey was asked about him and his attorney stonewalling questions from GOP lawmakers.
When you read the transcript, then I think you will not see that happening.
This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The government's November jobs report falls short of expectations. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The figures from the Labor Department for November show the economy creating 155,000 jobs. That's below the 190,000 new jobs most economists were expecting. The department also says the unemployment rate held steady at 3.7%, the average wage for American workers rising slightly again to this time $27.35 an hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Today marks the 77th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. On December 7, 1941, the Pearl Harbor Naval Base was devastated by a surprise attack of Japanese warplanes. President Franklin D. Roosevelt called December 7th
a date which will live in infamy.
The first National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day was 1994. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
PTSD is something that can be especially difficult for folks over the holidays. Now, Vanya Erickson's father suffered from PTSD, so she did a lot of research and studied and went to a lot of support groups. Now what she's done is came out with a new book titled Boot Language. In that book, she talks about PTSD and her experiences. She also has some tips for people suffering from PTSD over the holiday season.
I would say, first and foremost, to recognize that if you're suffering from PTSD, the key is to understand that there is no complete cure for past trauma. However, there are ways in which you can help soften the blow. It flies in the face of what our society tells us, that if you take this drug, see that psychiatrist, whatever it might be, that you'll be cured. And from the community of trauma sufferers that I work with, this just is not the case. Once you understand that, there's this great sense of relief that you're not nuts, that you're not wrong for not getting over something. And so whether it's a trauma of death of a child, you name it, you don't get over that. It becomes a part of you.
Please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.